Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, November 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Tech media breaks. Safe Pro Group Inc. and Norwegian People's Aid report 800% efficiency gains in Ukraine demining study using Spotlight AI. Safe Pro Group Inc. and Norwegian People's Aid reported an 800% efficiency gain in a Ukraine demining study using Spotlight AI. The 18-month field study showcased how Spotlight AI technology improved survey productivity by over 800%, detected 550% more unexploded ordnance per hectare, and reduced survey costs by approximately 50%. These results highlight how SafePro's AI-augmented drone imagery and computer vision can revolutionize global demining efforts by enhancing accuracy, speed, and cost efficiency. Former Cisco Systems COO Maria Martinez appointed to Alkira Advisory Board. Maria N. Martinez, former COO of Cisco Systems, has been appointed to the advisory board of Alkira, the leader in network infrastructure as a service. With extensive experience in technology companies like Salesforce, Microsoft, and Motorola, Martinez brings deep operational expertise to Alkira. Her leadership will help Alkira redefine how enterprises design, deploy, and operate global networks in the AI era. Alkira's investment in innovation and AI-driven networking is evident through new capabilities like the Network Infrastructure Assistant, NIA Copilot, and Model Context Protocol, MCP Server. Martinez believes Alkira's platform empowers organizations with agility, visibility, and security that legacy networks cannot match. To learn more, visit Alkira.com. Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., NOAS American, Kappa, highlights 2025 milestones and clinical progress in CEO letter to shareholders. Kairos Pharma Ltd., Kappa, released a letter to shareholders outlining 2025 milestones and clinical progress. Positive interim results from the Phase 2 trial of ENV-105 in combination with apalutamide for advanced metastatic prostate cancer showed clinical benefit in 86% of patients with durable progression-free survival. The findings suggest ENV-105 may extend the effectiveness of standard care while maintaining strong tolerability. Patient recruitment continues, with enrollment expected to reach 100 across leading U.S. cancer centers. Kairos Pharma Ltd. is focused on developing innovative cancer therapeutics, with ENV-105 targeting CD105 to reverse drug resistance and restore the effectiveness of standard therapies across multiple cancer types.
Wolfgang launches new consumer app as part of digital strategy to drive franchise growth. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming has launched its first ever mobile app, part of its digital strategy to enhance the customer experience. The app allows pet parents to easily book grooming appointments and offers personalized service recommendations. The company plans to integrate AI-powered features like a smart chatbot in early 2026. CEO Ricardo Azevedo stated that the app simplifies the booking process for guests and strengthens the relationship between store owners and consumers. Franchisees can use the app to drive new visits, streamline communication, and save time. Customers can download the app from wolfgangbakery.com/app or their mobile app store. To learn more about Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming, visit www.wolfgangbakery.com.
Investor news breaks. Supercom Ltd. NASDAQ SPCB to report Q3 2025 financial results on November 13th. Supercom Ltd. SPCB is set to report its financial results for the third quarter of 2025 on November 13th. The global provider of secured solutions for e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity sectors will release the results before market open and host a conference call at 10 a.m. ET to discuss them. Supercom, established in 1988, offers traditional and digital identity solutions to governments and organizations worldwide. Its innovative platforms and solutions have enabled the design and issuance of secure multi-ID documents and digital identity solutions. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at h/ibn.fm/spcb. Investor news breaks: McEwen Inc., NUX, MUX, schedules Q3 2025 conference call for Naver 6. McEwen Inc. has scheduled a conference call for Thursday, November 6, 2025, at 11 a.m. EST to discuss its Q3 2025 financial results and project developments. The call will include a question-and-answer session, providing participants the opportunity to interact directly with management during the webcast. McEwen offers exposure to gold, copper, and silver in the Americas through its mines in the USA, Canada, and Argentina, along with a copper development project in Argentina. The company is also committed to carbon neutrality by 2038. McEwen's shares are publicly traded on the NYSE and TSX under the symbol MUX. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at /ibn.fm/MUX. NVIDIA completes huge AI deals with tech giants in Asia. NVIDIA has finalized significant AI deals with tech giants in Asia, supplying over 260,000 advanced AI chips to South Korea's government and major corporations like Hyundai, Samsung, and LG. These chips will be integrated into various industries such as robotics, semiconductors, and autonomous vehicles. As China aims to challenge American tech dominance, U.S. companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are also actively involved. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. at their newsroom website. ANewswire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, offering access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public. Goldman Sachs says the recent copper surge is unlikely to last. Copper prices have surged recently due to optimism over a potential trade breakthrough and fears of mine shortages. Analysts at Goldman Sachs doubt the momentum can last due to uneven demand growth. Companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd, TSX, QB, ATBHF, exploring for copper resources may be impacted. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Ltd in the company's newsroom. Mining NewsWire, a platform focusing on global mining and resources, offers access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Investor news breaks: Venhub Global, Inc. opens smart store at Los Angeles Union Station, expanding autonomous retail presence. Venhub Global, a developer of fully autonomous retail technology, has opened its newest smart store at Los Angeles Union Station. This marks Venhub's fifth Southern California smart store and second collaboration with the Los Angeles County Metropolitan Transportation Authority. The Union Station East location offers over 400 essential products for daily travelers, showcasing Venhub's speed, precision, and scalability in high-traffic environments. Venhub designs and builds autonomous smart stores that operate 24/7 without on-site staff, combining robotic automation, real-time inventory tracking, and mobile-based checkout. For more information, visit Venhub's website. Why EVs could soon be cheaper than gas cars. Electric vehicle prices are falling faster than ever across the United States, Europe, and China, bringing battery-powered cars within reach of gasoline vehicle price points for the first time. The shift is driven by collapsing raw material costs, aggressive manufacturer discounting, and an influx of affordable Chinese models flooding global markets. These market conditions are challenging smaller companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. to compete. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greencarstocks.com.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies provides Nexus production update. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd., a leading developer of autonomous, high-capacity mobile communications and security platforms, provides an update on the production and delivery schedule for its Nexus platform series. Multiple units are entering final assembly and deployment phases in key international markets. The production timeline includes Nexus 1 and 2 arriving at SciTech's production facility in mid-December 2025, Nexus 3 in mid-February 2026, Nexus 4 to be delivered to Babcock International's facility in Poland in mid-March 2026, and Nexus 5 to be delivered to Virginia Beach, USA, by the end of March 2026. Each Nexus unit will undergo a final fit-out process of approximately 4 weeks, integrating advanced communications, surveillance, and control systems. Demonstrations will be conducted in Europe, North America, and Australia, with strong commercial interest across all markets. SciTech anticipates immediate sales following demonstrations totaling up to $4.5 million.
Three health tech innovators recognized for digital solutions to transform cardiovascular care. Three health tech innovators have been recognized by the American Heart Association for their digital solutions aimed at transforming cardiovascular care. The Care Plan Challenge invited developers and AI specialists to create prototypes integrating science-based care plans, Life's Essential 8 Habits, and the Prevent Risk Calculator. The selected solutions include ConnectQT, Porter Health, and One Village, each offering unique approaches to improving patient outcomes. These innovators are working towards making evidence-based care more personal, accessible, and impactful. The challenge champions will showcase their prototypes at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025 in New Orleans, celebrating breakthrough ideas in cardiovascular care.
Opelika identifies 10,000 meters of 25 high-priority drill targets on its Arrowhead property in the Abitibi Gold Belt. Opelika Explorations Inc. has identified 10,000 meters of 25 high-priority drill targets on its Arrowhead property in the Abitibi Gold Belt. Collaborating with ALS Goldspot Discoveries Ltd., Opelika utilized Goldspot's smart targeting technology to pinpoint these zones with exceptional precision. CEO Blake Morgan expressed excitement over the potential for a transformative gold system. The upcoming drill program includes 15 targets in the Western Zone, 3 in the Eastern Zone, and 2 based on seismic data. Positioned near producing mines and backed by advanced AI analysis, Arrowhead has already shown promising results with gold hits in every initial drill hole. This data-driven expansion is poised to make a significant impact in the region. UST invests in Iola to accelerate global expansion of hands-free voice AI automation for frontline operations. UST has invested in Iola to accelerate global expansion of hands-free voice AI automation for frontline operations. Iola, a deep tech voice and conversational AI lab, has built a voice agentic AI platform that converts frontline speech into auditable workflows. This strategic investment allows UST to enhance its technology advantage in next-generation AI solutions, focusing on industries like healthcare, retail, manufacturing, and automotive. By enabling frontline workers to interact with systems through voice input, AIOLA's platform improves efficiency, reduces errors, and captures critical information seamlessly. UST's commitment to enterprise transformation through AI is reinforced by this investment, which aims to streamline the adoption of voice agentic workflows in Fortune 500 enterprises. Together, UST and AIOLA are revolutionizing how work gets done in the field, bringing actionable intelligence and operational excellence to frontline workers.
First Orion named Telecommunications Solution Provider of the Year in 2025 Mobile Breakthrough Awards. First Orion, a leading provider of branded communications solutions, has been named the Telecommunications Solution Provider of the Year in the 2025 Mobile Breakthrough Awards. Their technology allows businesses to display their name, logo, and reason for calling on a recipient's screen, restoring consumer confidence in voice communication. Integrated with major U.S. wireless carriers, First Orion's solutions reduce fraud and improve engagement rates. With millions of branded calls delivered daily, they continue to lead the industry in transforming voice communication into a reliable, brand-driven experience. For more information, visit firstorion.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7, PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.